Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Learning Masechta Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing Haftarah. The Gemara brings down that you need at least 21 psukim in Haftarah. Keneged the 7 kruim, the 7 aliyahs, each one 3 psukim is 21 psukim altogether. The Gemara asks the Kasha, what about a Lasechem Sfu, which only has 20 psukim? Which doesn't have 21 psukim, I mean. And we read it. The Gemara says, because it's Sala Kinyana. The Inyan finishes there. And the Mela, then it's okay. So Gemara Sakasha, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, he was a lot of times in front of Rabbi Yechanan, and when he read 10 Sukkim, he told him to stop. So Gemara says, Makam Shesh Turgum and Shani. If someone translating it, if someone's saying a Targum, then it's different. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Rav Shmuel, Hashem Makam Shesh Turgum, Makam Shesh Turgum and Paisek. There's a Turgum, and there's someone being Metargum, so then you could stop. You could stop before the 21 Sukkim. And that's why he stopped after 10 Sukkim, Zimnin Sigiyim. Rashi says, what's the difference as a Turgumin? Rashi says, she's Terech Tzibur. Rashi Lechari is Mavur, that it's not the Pshat that you Mekayim that the Kan of 20 Amsukim with the 10 Amsukim. The Pshat is, that since it's a Terech Tzibur, it's the Makman of the 20 Amsukim. It's taking too long, so you stop after 10 Amsukim, it's Terech Tzibur. But the Ran doesn't learn it's not Terech Tzibur. The Ran says like this. The Ran says that when you have a Turgumin, so each Pasuk has also a Targum. So 10 psukim or 20 psukim. And the derech was, when they had a Turgumin, that they would read the last pasuk again. They would read, the last thing they would read is the pasuk again in Lashon Kodesh. So altogether, it would be 21 psukim. As they state in Iran, the Rimu Lanil also says it, the Mi'iwi also brings both these two timing. He brings the time of Rashi of Terech Hatzibur. He brings the time of the Ran, that by the Turgumin, the Targum counts for the 21 psukim. And altogether, when you have 10, with the 10 Targum, with the pasuk that you're saying over again, is already 21 psukim. So the Lefi Ran, it's very good the Shia of 10 psukim. The Lefi Rashi, what's the Shia of 10 psukim? Why is 10? What's up is 10? So Turi Megillah says something which is very logical, that the Masakin 21 psukim of the Haftarah can negate the Kriya of 7 Kruim. But if not for the Kriya of 7 Kruim, there'd be a din of 10 psukim, stam, because all Kriyas are Torah needs 10 psukim. All the Torah needs 10 psukim. You see, Monday and Thursday, have 10 psukim, not just 9 for the 3 kruim. So, well, that's why the Haftarah, even the Torah Chatzimur, they didn't want it to be less than the regular Kriya, than the minimum Kriya Satayr of 10 psukim. So, the Shia of 10 psukim. Now, the Yishalmi says, Im Yesh Maturgim Karim Shleisha. We have in the Gemara the Bryce, Im Yesh Turgim and Paisek. The Yishalmi has a Girs, Im Yesh Turgim Karim Shleisha. Now, if you look around, there's no marking for the Shia Shleisha. Shleisha would only tell you 6 or 7 psukim in the end with the kvelos. Well, if you Rashi, Turi Megillah says, that's the machlokes b'avin Yishalmi. And the Yishalmi holds you need a shir kriya, but the Yishalmi holds that the 10 psukim is not a shir kriya satari of the etzer. The 10 psukim is a shir when you have 3 gavri. 3 gavri needs 10 psukim between the 3 gavris. Not enough 3 psukim each person. You need 10 psukim between the 3 of them. Mashegein, so now, by the Haftarah, you only have 1. So now, there's no Shia of 10 psukim. The Shia by 1 is 3 psukim. The Bavli holds 10 psukim is a Shia be'etzim in Kriya Satayr. So now, the Bavli stole the suit to Kriya Satayr. Now, Shegin Yishalmi holds that no, there's no Shia 10 psukim inside 1 Kriya. 10 psukim is a 3 Kriya. So now, that's what Yishalmi says 3 psukim. Now, the guy is Naiman in Nilchas Tvila, Perikud Beis. I see it brings you Yishalmi. First he says he's chalik on the Bavli. The Bavli says you need 10 with the Turgum, and the Yishalmi says that even the Turgum 3 is enough. And he brings it, and his Simcha says even the Bavli doesn't need 3 psukim. 10 psukim was left after. He stopped after 10, but he could have stopped after 3 or so. The Miri also brings 2 days if the 10 psukim is dafka or left after. He's machriya 10 is dafka, but the Yishalmi, the Bein Simcha says that no, you go with the Yishalmi that you need 3 psukim is good enough. There's a very interesting Chuvis Maram Padova, Simenai in Ches, that someone came to a place where the minig in the place was telling him, Kibbutz my mincha, naftarid maftayayna, they would read 3 psukim from maftayayna, and then the rest of them that have a targum yivani, a Greek targum in the whole haftarah, and then they would read the last 3 psukim, they'd read from micha, the pasukim micha el kamaycha that we read at the end of maftayayna, and the targum of that. So he was bothered. They're not reading 10 psukim. Even with the targum, he also didn't know if the targum yivani was called the targum b'chlal. We'll speak about this also later in the Shia. But the Ram Padova said, first of all, he said that maybe 3 psukim is enough. like a Rebbeinu Simcha. So since you have a Metargim, so the Tzarech of the Sibur, three Pesukim is enough. But then he said, maybe also he says, Yivani is called a Kriya, like Rav and Shmuel, Naz Yivani Lekal Kasher. But then he says like this, he says, according to the Ran, you could say that on Shabbos you need 21 Pesukim, Kenegah the 7 Kruim, and Yontif is only 5 Kruim, so all you need is 15 Pesukim. And in Kippur by Mincha, there's only 3 Kruim. So the Haftarah, if you Kippur by Mincha, all it would need is 9 Pesukim. So 9 Pesukim, here you have 6 Pesukim, and with the Targum is 12 Pesukim, and that's more than 9, so that's good enough. HaKapanim Ram Pada declares that if Lalacha, 3 Pesukim is good enough, or he says maybe the 6 Pesukim with the Targum, then you have the Ran's Tam of 10 Pesukim, that the 10 with the Targum and the Pasuk after is 21, here the 3 with the Targum is with the 6 with the Targum is 12, it's more than 9, and by 21, so then Shabbos Haftarah is 21, Yantav Haftarah is 15, Yom Kippur's Haftarah would be 18, Yom Kippur Minchas Haftarah or Tainus Haftarah would be 9. That's what he taught. Now, Tais on the top of the Amud, on the Gemara Lashon, the Magam Shein Turgamin, he says, Valzenu Samchin, Sheinim Targum Haftarah Shabachoyim Eisashon, Vechena Parshias. Taisa says, what's the pshat? The Gemara sounds like there was an institution of Targum that you had to read the Torah, you had to also say the Targum. Second, we don't do it. So Taisa says, with Seimach on this Gemara. This Gemara talks about a Makam Sheish Metorgum and a Makam Sheim Metorgum. Faiz Taisa wasn't a Takana Kavuam that had to be done. And Mela, we don't do it. The Bach being someone that was Ma'ir, that maybe it was Dafka Navi. And maybe Navi was optional, maybe the Torah is not optional. The Bach says that the Ma'ir was Laidak, because Malkam She'ain Turgamin sounds like there was no Targum altogether. So Vais says, when there's no Targum, Vais says such a thing as no Turgamin, meaning they didn't have a Targum altogether. Vais says the Targum is not Mamash Achiev. But the Rosh explains a little bit more. Why don't we Targum? Why not? He says, because the reason why they're Targum is to explain to Namayinam. And then Namayinam spoke Blush and Aramis. So they needed a Targum to understand it. But us, what would be the benefit of a Targum anyway? The ones who don't understand Lashon Kodesh won't understand Lashon Aramis either. Elamai. He says, V'ein loyman nilman mehem sheyefarish b'loshon sheyevinu. The yesh loyman Targum shayin shuskin bruch ha-kodesh. Don't say, how about making a translation in a language that they do understand? Because Targum is different. Targum is nisken b'loshon ha-kodesh. And this is brought la'alach and shalchan arach sim mekuf mehesef gimel. The reason why we're not Targum is because people don't understand the Targum. It's a very interesting tshuva in the Igros Meisha, Sarachayim Chelik Dalet Simimem Ois Chaf Aleph, where he was asked about a Rav that decided that every two aliyahs will explain what he'll darshan ben gavra le gavra on the Torah. And Rav Meisha held it was very, very wrong. He says you should be meicha b'teikif. Very interesting. He said, you see from the Rosh, you're not allowed to be metargum metargum, which is not Beruach HaKadosh. He asked, what's Takib Shat? Well, because we're afraid it might not be a good targum, so get a targum. That's, he said, maybe have someone say over a targum based on Rashi, the Ramban, the Rebbeinu B'chai. Understand that maybe we can't trust stam a person to make a targum, but the Daily Mefarshim, what's when we're using their Pirushim and saying them over? See, his Vais Dais, it has to be a targum which is Halacha L'Meishi Misinai, a targum that was made by Tanam, that's the only thing that's mutter. And he says, since L'Meishi we find different variations, how to interpret the Pasuk. Some of Rashi say this, some of Rashi say that. So we can't make a Targum Mishas Kriya, because how do we know the Targum is right? Even if it's written by the Gedalei Torah, but the Chalukim. And he says the reason is because the Kriya B'tzibur, the Takan of Kriya B'tzibur is Ken Kabbalah Satera. Just like we find the Halacha, that has to be somebody standing next to him. Because just like the Torah is given a day Sarsir, so we also have to read it a day Sarsir. As I say in Shulchan Aruch, you need a middleman, you need a person there. So Vais Dais, you need a Targum appears that everyone's made up. And that's not shy to anyone argue on it. Are you going to say maybe Ben Gavra the Gavra is more kal? Why don't you say maybe at Stavka when you interrupt the Pasuk with the Targum, then you need a Targum Baruch HaKadosh. Maybe Ben Gavra the Gavra is okay? He said, no, it can't be, because they have the same question. Why didn't they make such a Takana? If Ezra made a Takana of Targum, why did they keep up the Takana al-Kapanam Megavra Legavra with the Pirish? That's a Makubal Dikha Pirish in the Gedalei Torah. Vais says you're not allowed to do it. Vais is not. The only time you can be Pirish that did Targum Unkelis. And he's saying this Vart, because since Kriya Satayra is Lazar Kabbalah Satayra, it's like Mamash the Dugum of Kabbalah Satayra, We can't mix in something which is not, doesn't have the same samchus al kapanim like Targum Unkelus that was nisken Bruach HaKadosh. The Emsusam Seifer also says this is in Chelik Vav, Simenayin Vav, where he discusses the different reforms that were going on then and why they're not the Asr al Pi Halacha. He said that the translating the Torah during Kriyas HaTorah is Asr because he says, like the Rosh says, you need something with Ruach HaKadosh. Otherwise, you have a Kshashib David Shkarim, he writes, similar thing. But Lameisa, we do find that it was done al Pi Gedolim. There's a Tashbats. He was asked about a minig that they had then, that some in Aftar, some Pesach and Shuas, they were Matagim, the regular Targum of Lashon Arami. And that's mentioned in the Taisus later on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mask of the Im. And they also Matagim Shiras Devaira, Balashon Hagri, he says, I think that means Turkish. And the Shiras Devaira's Targum, Balashon Hagri, was done after they made the Brachas on Aftar, but there were some places where they said the Targum Hagri before the Brachas, and they were kaifel, they were kaifel the Pasuk Achron, just like they did with the Targum Arami. And the Shail asked them, should we keep this minig? Because you're being Matargum and we don't understand the Targum. Tashbat said, no, the Rosh doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be Matargum if you don't understand. The Targum Unglish was given Ruach HaKadosh, even if you don't understand it, you're allowed to be Matargum it. And that Pasuk of the Tashbat is brought in the Magen Givayim in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Hem Hei Sif Gimel and the Mishnah Berurah. And, but the Shabbat also writes another thing there. The Lashon is, V'metargum B'Lashon Hagri Shemekir, and I say, Kasher HaDover. So you see, they did do a Targum, Al-Kabana V'Shiris Devarim, B'Lashon Hagri, it wasn't a Targum that was Baruch HaKadosh, and he said, it's okay. Also, the Maran Padova that we mentioned, Simenai and Ches, was asked about this minig, like we said, that they said the first three Psukim of Mafgiyena in Lashon Kadosh, and V'targum them B'Lashon Yivani, and said the rest of it Balashin Yivani, and then they said the last three psukim, the Micha psukim, Balashin Kedish, and then again the Targum Balashin Yivani. And he was being matzdik the minig, and then he writes like this: "Is v'loyikshal minig zerakash yikshal malaskam ashakas of Rashi perik akayri shein lumim in a Targum mashal l'shaynis." That he's l'chayim means our rush that you shouldn't, that you're not matagim in other l'shaynis because it wasn't Baruch HaKadosh. V'avzeli yishlash v'nevatel haminik. The Maran Padova did not want to be mevatel haminik, and he said he could be miyashivit. That even if the rush holds ein lum metagim mashal l'shaynis, means he can't be mechayiv to metagim mashal l'shaynis. But man leimelon shemiksas mekaymis mechmiyim metagim l'shayvinu shalzin starach aval psukim. He says, okay, you're not mechayiv then to metagim, but who says that it's not considered targum if the metagim mashal l'shaynis? So there was a minig that the Tashbats brought that the Matargum shears the very Lashon Hagri, and the Maran Padova brought a minig to Matargum Mafdayena Balashin Yivani, and the Tashbats and the Maran Padova agreed to the minig. Ashtikal, and again, then, that Ramesh and Chassam Sefer say categorically it's us that they learn from the Rosh that there's an Isser, but it does sound like there was a minig which had Naskama from the Daily Torah to do such a thing. And now let's go weiter. The next Mishnah discusses all the things that need asara. Person alashma, evil of neateva. Person means someone get up to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and the first parasha of the first bracha of the Kriyashma to say the Kedusha, and evil of neateva to say Chazar Sashatz, and see Eskapayim, and Kriyas Atariah, v'chuli. And first, Taisus brings down that the Yushalmi says if they started with 10 people, and some of them left, you could finish. And the ones who left, you say in them, Va'iz v'Hashem yichlu v'chein halacha. And it's brought in the Rif and the Rosh, they both mean the Yushalmi. And the Rambam also brings it, Hilchos Tefila Peraches halacha vav. The Ran also mentions it's only when Reiv anishtayir, he says it misvarim, and the Shulchan Aruch passes away, Simon and Hesef Beis, that if you have 10 people, and then some of them left, the Reiv stay, so then you could finish. Shows what's exactly line of protein and what's exactly called finishing. How much are you allowed to do and how much is called the new Haskalah? Shalas, what's the pshat in that? If you need 10, why if you started with 10, are you allowed to finish? Now you don't have 10? So the two Mahalchim and the Achreinim, the Eid of Yehuda, Evan Ezra Kamet Simon and Vav, he's discussing if the Eved, Birch's Kasanim work with less than Asara. So he brings a raya like this. He says, because all the things in the Mishnah, obviously, are Makav the Eved. V'haraya, because Yushalmi says, that if you started with 10 and people left, as long as you hiskel behetter, you're allowed to finish. Vaisis, but the evidence works. Because if the evidence doesn't work, how are they mati to finish? So vaisis, nice, it works with the evidence. So Mela from there, he brings it right. It bears kasanim also works with the evidence without 10. But there's the Magen Givayin and Simon Kofman Gilbus of Khan Beis Yischelik and Leidbid. He says it is Ma'akiv. He says you're not Yetzer without 10. I was Sipshanim Eskili, you could be Gaimer. Because Sipshan 10 brings the Shkinah. Kol Be'asar Shkin to Sharia. But once you started the Heter, so then the Shkinah doesn't leave until you finish. I saw the Shevet Alevi, Chaylik Dalat Simazayim was Mechamim to the Svar of the Magen Givayin. But he's bothered. So what's the pshat? Oyz v'Hashem yichlu. That sounds like you're causing the Shekhinah to go away. So he says, well, first of all, you are causing the Shekhinah to go away for the next thing. They only can finish this one, but the next thing they're not allowed to say. So maybe that's Oyz v'Hashem yichlu. And second thing is, the tzura sadav has to be v'ten. You're missing the tzura, even if the Shekhinah but the Eved stays there. But that's Oyz v'Hashem yichlu. You're stopping it from going from ten. So you see two mahalchim. The debut this mahalach is that it's not the pshat that when you started with ten. You have still the Shekhinah. You still have 10. The Pshat is, but the Eved, you don't need 10. 10 is only a Dumlech Hachila. So male, they allowed you to consider that but the Eved, if you started, you considered you could finish. But the Machin Gibayim, holds it out, it's considered you have the Mail of 10. So Rabbi Kivega and Shulchan Aruch, Simon and Hay, I want to say two nafkiminis l'chayr. Kivega and Shulchan Aruch, Simon and Hay, has a suffix. Let's say let's say five people left, so you don't have Reif. So now you can't finish. And then another person came. You had a minion of 10 people, 5 of them left, so you have another person to come. Is that count? Or he has to be from the original 10 the rave is left? That was one shayla. And the second shayla is, even if you manage to get one of them back, 5 of them left, and you started screaming, no, we need one more, we need at least one. So maybe once they're out, so then it's called Aschola Chadasha. So maybe it won't work. So the chayra, this whole suffix is, the chayra named the name of Yehuda. It's a din of Achilim bin Yevit. And the shail is, they only allowed you to finish what you started. Maybe if you don't have the original 10, or even if you do have rave of the original 10, but they left already, maybe that's called the new Ascholah. Maybe that's not called finishing what you started. That's called the Naya Ascholah. But the Fidim Bagan Gibarim's pshat, that the pshat is when you have 10, the Shekhinah stays. So when rave are gone, when rave leaves, then the Shekhinah is gone. So now the Shekhinah is not going to come back until you have another 10. L'chayr that's pashat. Chaysnish. But that's what I would name on for a pashtus. Have a kvega, I would think, nem done, like the Nei de Behuda. Another thing also, Achreinim, the Pesach Tshuva, Sim, Kufmem, Gimel, Sif, Aleph, has a suffix. Are you allowed to do like this? Let's say, you're trying to get a minion together. Someone says, I could come and join your minion, but I'm going to have to leave in the middle. I don't have any choice. I have to leave in the middle. So are you allowed to then say, okay, fine, so come, if you leave in the middle, so we can finish. Is that okay? He has a suffix about it. The truth is, the Tshuva's Rav Pa'olim from the Ben Ishkai, he says it's Aser. That blives like Lechatchila. But the Tshuva's Levushes Mordechai, he clashed to say that a kol helech achar haskola, even if they knew mitchila, doesn't matter if they knew he's going to leave. A kol helech achar haskola. I think the Mamash arguing about this. Rav Palam was saying that the pshat is bin the Evan anyway, you don't need 10. So the shaila is, if you started and then they left, you could continue. That's called bin the Evan. But if you know the guy was leaving, so that's a shayin called lechatchila. So that's what it's telling. Totally if the pshat is that the reason why it works is because it lies with the Evid. So here, it's very mistaken to say it's not called with the Evid, like the Rav Palim. That's called the Chachila. You know the guy was leaving, so why'd you start? But if the pshat is that the Shekhinah stays, so even if you know he's going to leave, but good, the Shekhinah is going to stay, so it's not a problem. Even the Chachila, you'd be allowed to do it. Now, the next taisa is of a person, Alashma, right? So Rashi says the whole thing. I don't want to go into the whole thing. Rashi says that the pshat is that there's a yachid, they didn't hear Kaddish Baruch Hu, didn't hear Kedusha of Yetzer. So you get up and someone says the Kaddish the Baruch Hu in the first bracha, so you can hear the Kaddish the Baruch Hu and the Kedusha of Yetzer. Yeah, that's the pshat. And shaila is how many people? Rashi says a whole minion came late. So it sounds like you need the entire minion to be personal Hashma. The Isis, they davened already, but they're missing Kaddish and Baruch Hu, they're missing the first Baruch, and they're missing the Kedusha. So you could say it over for them if you have a whole minion. And Taisus has a bunch of shittas. If you need 7, or you need 6, or you need 5, or 3, and it brings to Tamid Rashi, even one of them is good enough. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Simon Sam of Tessus Valif, he passes like Tamid Rashi, that even for one of them is good enough. So what's the Machlaikis? So the Igus Mesha, Chaim Simchal Chas explains the Machlaikis like this. What's the pshat that you need 10? Is it the pshat it's a chayvus tzibur? So male, if it's a chayvus tzibur, tainer of mashis, you need the whole minion. Like Rashi's mashmi, you need a whole minion. You don't say rave tzibur is not a tzibur. If it's a certain share, you need a certain amount, so you don't, rave an amount is not enough. So it's a tzibur. A tzibur could do it. If you don't have a tzibur, if you have nine, it's not good enough. Rav is not good enough. That's a tzad that you need ten. What's a tzad that even one's good enough? So that also, the pshad is, it's for yachid. Every yachid's mechuyev in his own barchu and kaddish v'chuli. You don't need that 10 people shouldn't hear it. You just need 10 people to ask, and that should be shvach's me'asara. So it doesn't matter if nobody heard it. So me'elam, they could say barchu, and that's how we paskin, shulchan aruch sim and samachtes, that even one person could do it. And what's the pshat in the svar of 7 or 6? So that's the pshat, you need raiv. 7 is you need a raiv deminker, and 6 is you need a raiv. But what's the pshat? We're saying that if it's a chayvus yachid, you only need one that's mechayiv. And if it's a chayvus tzibur, he's saying you need all 10. So he says svaris, why it should work a raiv? In other words, raiv makes it kilu you have all 10. He says it's 2 svaris. Hard to understand exactly, but just, I want to say that nafkimina al-kapan in between the 2 svaris that he says, without saying klar the svaris, is that he has, in other words, he has a suffix, is the pshat that 6 is good enough. 6 is considered a minion legabe this, because you have rave of a minion, and that's good enough. So even if you have 25 people there, and 6 of them didn't hear baruchu, samel, that's called a minion, or 7, ruba the minker, that's called a minion. Or is a pshat, that when you have rave of the people that are mechayev, that blimes like everyone's mechayev. So mainly you need rave of the people there. If you have 6 or 7, but you have more people there, so not rave of the people there. So that wouldn't work. But he says, Ladina is not afkamina. We pass like to mean the Rashi that works even Bishvul 1. But that's what come out in afkamina. If you need rave, what's the pshat that rave helps? He was clarifying, if rave helps meaning rave of the people there, and that makes it everyone's considered mechayev, or the pshat is when you have rave of a minion, like I be this, because I'm a makshiv, it kill you have a minion. Now there's a chay adam which is negei alacha lemaisa. The chay adam clarifies about kriyas ha-teira. Let's say most people already ate the kriyas ha-teira. Some people come in and they didn't hear kriyas ha-teira. There are 10 people in the Beis Medrash, but you don't have 10. Do you need 10 people mechuyev in kriyas ha-teira to make a kriyas ha-teira? Or, and he writes also the same type of svar of Moshe writes. They all write it. They write also because by Peiris al Shema it's a chiyuv of a yachid. Mashenkein by kriyas ha-teira it's a chiyuv of the tzibur. So mainly you need the whole tzibur to be mechayev in the kriya, not for the yachid. And the other pshat is no, that maybe for yachid alone it's good enough. And he says b'tzarichin. But it sounds like his suffix was you need all 10 to be mechayev. Was one alone good enough? The Aruch Hashulchan Simon Samachtes of Kan Yedalon writes it's pasha the kriyas ha-teira is a chiyuv of tzibur. If you don't have 10 people that didn't hear Kriyas HaTayr, you don't read the Torah. But the Bialacha brings his Chai Adam, the beginning of Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, and says that a God Alechad showed me, Smefurish in the Ran in the first Perek of Megillah, that Rav that didn't hear is also good enough. And the Ran is in the first Perek, on the Gemara of Megillah, Bizmana Karinais to Biachet, Shalei Bizmana Basara, and Ravasi said, Bein Bizmana Bein Shalei Bizmana Basara. So the Baal Amar says, that Rav Asi that said, Bein Bizmana Bein Shalei Bizmana Basara is not Ma'akev, it's only Lechatchila. And he brings a Raya, Rashi also says it there, but the Baal Amar brings a Raya from the Mishnah here. The Mishnah here says a bunch of things that need Asara, why not Megillah? How did Rashi learn this Mishnah? He says, it's Masechtas Megillah here. If Megillah would need Asara, so why didn't they bring in Masechtas Megillah that Megillah needs Asara? Mamash Apella and Ravasi. Why did they want to ask for a Tifta the Ravasi? Elamai, the Pshat is all these things are Ma'akiv, and Megillah is only Lechatchila, which is Agav Ashtag Akasha Lecha in the Neid View that we said before, that learns that these things are not ma'akev for the Eved. And the Ran is ma'akev the Raya. He says from the Ran, it's not a Raya, because everything there is a chayv, this is Lashem, everything there is a chayv asibur, ve'ein oisim oisim elam kena asara oiruba mechayavim v'dover, k'gayin shalisham akadash o'baruchu. But by Megillah, you only need asara to b'sum v'nisa, so mele even mishlo yachid karen oisim asara, even though the yatsum, since the yachid wasn't yaitza. So this says that Bialach is saying, the chayodim has a suffix. Do we make Kriyas HaTayr for Yachid, you need all 10? The Ran says, Klar, that you need Rav. Neither. No, you need Rav of the 10. Rav, that word in Yetzah. As I state the Ran in the first Perek of Megillah. So Gizmaisha says, very interesting. He says, I would think the Chayyadam also knew the Ran. But he didn't bring a Rav from the Ran, because the Ran is L'shitaseh. The Ran over here, by Parson Al-Shmat, says you need Rav. He doesn't all even mean the Rashi. He says that there also. So Mel in the Ran state does I. How does the Ran know you need Rav? It's Masechtas Seferim says you need Rav. That Taisus brings down. Hazak Yavmesha, the Ran who held that person al Shema is a Chayvus Tzibur, not a Chayvus Yachid, and still Rav helps. In the Ran held it was Mukh of this tremendous Chiddush that even though lechayre tzibur shreif shouldn't help, like we said from the Aruch HaShulchan, that was a veishas hashkafa rishena, at tzibur you need all 10. You can't say roi if you don't have a shear. So male, that's it. But the Ran is mukha to say not the way. Vice is roiv also helps, like the Svaris he said before. So male, ayvaz is the kriyas hatayra is also that way. Kriyas hatayra is the same as paris and alshman. They're both in the Mishnah. They're both the chayv tzibur. That's what the Ran holds. The whole Mishnah is the chayv tzibur. And you seek paris and alshman, roiv helps. So who then kriyas hatayra roiv helps? Vashen gemil, let them need the Rashi. The paris and alshman b'chal, you don't need roiv. Even for yachid, it's good. So who says we hold it as all chiddish? The chayr, we all make the pashtus, that when you have a tzibur, rave doesn't help. And that's a pshat. No, the chayadim was clear, is it a chayv v'siyachar or a chayv v'sibur? And I think the other part is also the Ran l'shitasta. The Ran l'shitasta learned up all this mishnah's chayv v'sibur. That's what he held, including person alashma. And mainly he says, rave works, but you need rave. But if you hold like tamid irashni, a person alashma is a chayv v'siyachar, so maybe kriyastar is also chayv v'siyachar. And maybe Kriyas there also you don't need the tzibur, even for one yachid, you could lane. The Masham writes this, Chelagalam Simon Kufayin Hei, that if we pass the Tamid Rashi Paris and Shmaz a Chayvis Yachid, so you could say Kriyas there is also a Chayvis Yachid. So the Ran is talking Mukhuk both things. It's Mukhuk to a Chayvis Tzibur, and the Rav works by a Chayvis Tzibur. But if you hold like the Tamid Rashi, that by Paris and Shmaz it's not a Chayvis Tzibur, and it works for a Yachid, and that's how we paskin. So Mele, you could say Kriyas HaTorah also is not a Chayv HaSibur, works for Yachid. You could say it's Tali HaBaha. Or you could say that Kriyas HaTorah, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that Kriyas HaTorah is Pashit's a Chayv HaSibur, and the Chayv HaSibur, we don't have any Raya Lefi Rashi that Rav works by a Chayv HaSibur, because after Rav works a person on Shmas, because it's a Chayv HaYachid. See, Agav, you see that the 6 or the 7 is not necessarily because of Rav. The Ram learns is because of Rav. You see, there's also a Tzad 3 and 5. It could be stamped if it's not the pasuk of a very praise be swell. You need 3 or 5. Could be you need 6 or 7. But the pshat is it is a chayvus yachin. Mashenkev bechayvus sibur wouldn't work. But the Ran is mafurish not that way. And I just want to say over the Berachas Shmur Baruch Ber in Yevam Esimach Hafalof brings the following b'shem Reb Chaim. He said Reb Chaim told them the following. He says it's a shail if Rubik Kegula works by Kriyas HaTorah and by Chazaris Hashatz and by Kriyas Megillah. By these three things, that's what Reb Chaim was saying. And it's totally in one thing. It's totally in the Achayvah Sibur. If it's a Achayvah Sibur, Zakhtar Chaim, so Mela without 10, there's no Chiyav Bechlal. So Mela, Ivazai, there's no Suav Rubik Akulai. It's a Shir. On a Shir, you don't say Rubik Akulai. You need a Shir, so you need the whole thing. Right? But if the Pshat is that it's a Achayvah Yachid, so then you could say Rubik Akulai. So he says, all these three are not totally Habaha. There's Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas Megillah, and Chazaris HaShatz. All of them you could say is a Chayv HaSibur, and then it wouldn't help Kriyas Rubik Kekulei. All of them you could say is a Chayv HaSiyach, and then it wouldn't help Rubik Kekulei. You have to clarify by each one is a Chayv HaSiyach and a Chayv HaSibur. That's Berech, what a Baruch Ber brought down from Reb Chaim. And there's the gay attempt to understand by a mikvah, by Reif Shav, and Reif Meperis, and the whole thing, but he brought down the shtickle from Reb Chaim. Well, the Chayv is a plea. First of all, there is no tzad that Megillah is a Chayv HaSibur. I also don't know if there's a tzad that Chazaris HaShatz is a Chayv HaSiyachid, but I'll go upon him. That's zichr, there is no tzad that Megillah is a Chayv HaSibur. Megillah is definitely a Chayv HaSiyachid, and I don't think there's any tzad that not only that, but when it's a Chayv HaSiyachid, he was saying then Rubik Kekulei would work. The Chayv is a plea, when it's a Chayv HaSiyachid, you don't need Rubik Kekulei. By Megillah, you certainly don't need Rubik Kekulei. The din Megillah Basar is even if he's the only one that's Mechayiv. Even Allah HaLamaisa, that Shuleib is man is ba'asarit, among the Avram says, that B'Sha'as HaTchak, when you read the Megillah early, if you're not going to have a Megillah available on your dial, you read it early, you need Asar. You don't need Asar that's Mechayiv. It's Asar is a B'Suminisa. So I don't know what he means, that there's any sad that Megillah is a Chayv HaSibur, and more than that, the Iker problem I have is, he says, if it's Chayv HaSiyachid, then it works Rubik Kekulei. If it's Chayv HaSiyachid, why would you need Rubik Kekulei? You have a Yachid, you have 10 people, why would you need Rubik Kekulei? It's a Pella. Also, that then he names on with the Pashtus, that if it's a Chayv HaSibur, it won't help Rubik Kekulei, which is saying, Rav Meisha held that way in Svar, the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin that way, the Chai Adam also seemed to name on that way, but the Ran says not that way. The Ran personally held not that way. Rav Meisha was titled in the Ran L'Shitasai, but the Ran says not that way. The Ran says, clearly, and the reason why Megillah is not in this Mishnah is because Megillah is a Chayv HaSiyachid, and therefore, as long as you have 10, even if they're not Mechuyiv, as long as you have 10, it's good enough. Hashem, all the things in the Mishnah are chayvis tzibur, and therefore you need kulan ayruban as mechayiv, like prayers al shema. The Ran's mefurish that even a chayvis tzibur rave helps. So Rav Meisher is mitzad, we don't pass him like the Ran, but I'll kapon him. In the Ran alone, stated is a chayvis tzibur, and still he says rubik kulay helps. But that's not so shver. Number of Paiskim seem to name on that if a chayvis tzibur shouldn't help rubik kulay, not like the Ran. Like we said from the Chayyadim and the Archa Shulchan. And Rav Meisher also seems to name on that's the Pashtus. But the other way that he says, if it's a Chayvus Yachid, then you could say Ruba Gekulai. I don't understand. If it's a Chayvus Yachid, the Chayyadim don't need Ruba Gekulai. It's Arachian.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.